This Tech Check briefing is sponsored by Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
I'm Steve Kovac, and this is your CNBC Tech Check briefing. Regulators in the United Kingdom launched an antitrust probe into Apple and Google's mobile businesses today. That probe comes under a new tech law that went into effect at the start of the new year. The UK's law is very similar to one in the European Union, which went into enforcement last year and requires companies like Apple, Google, and Microsoft to open up their platforms to competitors. For now, the UK's Competition Markets Authority will study Apple and Google's mobile businesses to see if they're subject to restrictions under the antitrust law before taking further action. Now let's go over to the gaming world. Shares of Electronic Arts were down as much as 17% Thursday morning after lowering its sales guidance for the December quarter and fiscal year. EA lowered its net booking guidance by about $500 million for its fiscal year ending in March, blaming a slowdown of its soccer game called FC 24. EA also said another game launch, Dragon Age Veilguard, failed to meet expectations in the quarter. EA is scheduled to report earnings on February 4th. And Samsung announced its newest flagship smartphone, the Galaxy S25, at an event in San Jose, California on Wednesday. The new phone is powered by a Qualcomm chip for AI tasks and will be the first time Samsung uses a Qualcomm processor in its Galaxy S phone in all models around the world instead of its own chip. That's all from CNBC headquarters. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
This Tech Check briefing is sponsored by Comcast Business. With the advanced connectivity and intelligence of global secure networking, we're helping businesses of all sizes transform, grow, and thrive. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.